DeepEnglish.com.
Money doesn't grow on trees. Active Speaking, Part C. Being so big and heavy, these mammoth stones were perhaps the most concrete form of money in history. But since the stones never physically changed hands, they were used in a very abstract way. Were these the most concrete form of money in history? Yes, these were perhaps the most concrete form of money in history. Were they also used in a very abstract way? Yes, they were also used in a very abstract way. In fact, they didn't even have to exist on the island to be used as money. What didn't have to exist on the island to be used as money? The stones didn't have to exist on the island to be used as money. Over 100 years ago, some sailors from Yap were bringing a stone home when a bad storm struck. What struck? A bad storm struck. Did it strike when they were bringing a stone home? Yes, it struck when they were bringing a stone home. Who was bringing a stone home? Some sailors were bringing a stone home. Did this happen this year? No, this didn't happen this year. It happened over 100 years ago. The stone fell into the ocean and was never seen again. What was never seen again? The stone was never seen again. The sailors returned home empty-handed, but everyone took them at their word. Who returned home empty-handed? The sailors returned home empty-handed. Did they take the sailors at their word? Yes, they took the sailors at their word. They agreed that the lost stone still could be used as money even though no one could touch it or even see it. Did they agree the lost stone was useless? No, they didn't agree that the lost stone was useless. They agreed that the lost stone could be used as money. This is similar to how we use money today. Is this similar or different to how we use money today? This is similar to how we use money today. We transfer numbers from one bank to another using credit cards, but nothing physical ever changes hands. What never changes hands? Nothing physical ever changes hands. Just like ownership of the underwater stone, ownership of the numbers is clear, and people believe in the fiction, so everything works. Is ownership of the numbers clear? Yes, ownership of the numbers is clear. While money is abstract, it certainly has a concrete effect on our life. But maybe not as much as we would expect. What is abstract? Money is abstract. Does it have a concrete or an abstract effect on our life? It has a concrete effect on our life. According to studies on North Americans, happiness levels rise as salaries rise, but there is a limit. What rises as salaries rise? Happiness levels rise as salaries rise. Is there a limit? Yes, there is a limit. Salaries over $75,000 a year do not seem to affect people's perceptions of happiness. What doesn't affect people's perceptions of happiness? Salaries over $75,000 a year do not seem to affect people's perceptions of happiness. This makes sense. Not being able to pay for healthcare, food, or a roof over your head will make you unhappy. Will not being able to pay for food or a roof over your head make you unhappy? Yes, not being able to pay for food or a roof over your head will make you unhappy. What else will make you unhappy? Not being able to pay for healthcare will also make you unhappy. But once basic needs and a certain level of comfort are taken care of, more money doesn't make you happier. after basic needs are taken care of, what doesn't make you happier? After basic needs are taken care of, more money doesn't make you happier. This hasn't dampened people's desire to strike it rich, which can be seen in the wild popularity of lotteries. Has this dampened people's desire to strike it rich? No, this hasn't dampened people's desire to strike it rich. Lotteries are sometimes called a stupidity tax because the chances of winning are so slim. Why are lotteries sometimes called a stupidity tax? Lotteries are sometimes called a stupidity tax because the chances of winning are so slim. Lotteries have also been called a tax on people bad at math. What else have lotteries been called? Lotteries have also been called a tax on people bad at math. For one popular U.S. lottery, the odds of winning are 1 in 176 million. Are the odds 1 in 176? No, the odds aren't 1 in 176. The odds are 1 in 176 million. You are 20,000 times more likely to get hit by lightning than win this lottery. Which is more likely, getting hit by lightning or winning the lottery? Getting hit by lightning is much more likely than winning the lottery. This doesn't stop people from playing, but there are lots of stories of winners going broke. Are there lots of stories of winners getting hit by lightning? No, there aren't lots of stories of winners getting hit by lightning. There are lots of stories of winners going broke. According to the New York Daily News, 70% of lottery winners lose all their money within 7 years. What percentage of lottery winners lose all their money within 7 years? 70% of lottery winners lose all their money within 7 years. They also end up losing friends and family, too. What else do they lose? They also lose their friends and family, too.